Oh, that's completely true. I mean, and it's like part of that journey of finding that is the most difficult part for all of us, to discover that. And that's why it's important for all of us to really seek out what that is, what it is, our purpose, and our inner self, the truth of who we are and what we are about. So understanding that is big. I mean, it was really pivotal to be able to look back at that and say, here was my life. This was the direction I was trying to go. But I was spinning my wheels a lot then. I just didn't have certainty yet. And lots of, as we've been talking about here, whether it's doubt, fear, even ego and stuff that were getting in the way to prevent me from staying on the track that I needed to. Once again, you begin to realize once you look within yourself, you see what that is, and that you make the request that you want to receive this. You have to be open and make that request to the archangels to say, I am submitting myself to the process. I'm submitting myself to you, and I am ready to receive. And you won't receive until you make that request.
That's so true. And I feel Archangel Michael here. I love what you said about you need to make the request to the archangels and to your soul that you're ready. Because until we get to that point of surrendering and making that request, the bud of us stays more closed and we stay in our comfort zones more. But when we're willing to what I found for myself, when I was willing to really surrender to the process of no matter what change happens on the outside world, I can't control that change. So I'm going to surrender to what would be for my highest and best good. There's a prayer that I've said daily since my 20s, and the prayer is, Dear Mother God, dear Father God, I ask that anything that's not for my highest and best good be removed from around me. I surrender my will to your will for me. Whatever's for my highest and best good, I ask that it be done and complete. Anything that's not for my highest and best good, I ask that it be removed. I surrender my ego, my will to your will for my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. That's pretty much what I've prayed since my, I'd say, mid to late 20s. And it's not easy surrendering, like us doing things ourselves to what would be for our highest and best good, because sometimes what's asked of us that our soul can see is best for us, like me moving to Oregon to be with Jer. I mean, that was a huge change, but it was something that was absolute freedom and the best ever, because Jer and I have been able to discover who we truly are. And more light is able to anchor in through both of us from our soul and from the angels and from discovering that. So even though change can be scary, that's available for us. So let's see what Archangel Michael has to say. He says, take a deep breath. He wants you to present in front of you a problem area that you're holding tight to right now, something that feels restrictive in your life, something that's restricting you or that you feel like you're holding on tight to, trying to solve or to fix. He wants you to lay that before you now in front of you, anything that you're feeling tight about or restrictive about, like you haven't figured this out fully, but you're trying, you're over trying in this area of your life. He now floods this area of your life and that area of your body you feel the restriction in with his light, with a very specific light blue frequency. I'm going to channel him word for word. He says, you are worthy of receiving help with this area of your life. You don't have to do it alone any longer, ever. All of the archangels and myself and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team are here for you, bringing you higher awareness so that you don't no longer need to fix the areas of your life, but you can allow more assistance in for you. The love of you knows how much this is available for you upon request. Being willing to receive from us is our greatest honor at this time to assist you with this area. We are sending this area of your life and your body frequencies to dissolve the toughness, the restriction of what is no longer working for you. There will be, if you say yes, new blueprints given to you tonight upon sleeping. We will see to it that many more angels will be delegated to you for this area of your life. You will receive intuition in moments you least expect it. Be willing to play more. Be willing to spend more time in nature. And be willing to not know the answer right now, but be open to what is to come that is for your highest and best good. New solutions will be presented to you quite in a very short amount of time here, but be willing to allow it to be for now. Play, expand, talk to us, call in myself and the other archangels. Watch the clouds pass by. Feel the breeze of nature on your skin. Hear the birds chirping daily. And know all that is meant to unfold for your life, for your greatest purpose, for your soul's calling. Will come through and be presented to you. Will be unfolded to you as you sleep and as you stay open to receive from us. You are worthy of this, and so shall it be. Namaste.